obviously expectations amongst their membership and the membership of other public service unions will be described as quite high at this stage. With the Garda Síochána Conaire and the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors now voting through their particular deal over the last 48 hours, there's a clearer picture about what has to be addressed. And the initial discussions with government, which is locally regarded as phase one, will try to deal with the anomaly that's been created with that deal and try to address the anomalies with other trade unions. So we do believe that we will start to get into an engagement maybe in the next week or two, but definitely in the month of January. But again, just to stress, Michael, that will only be phase one, because at the end of the day, government, by having these discussions, are acknowledging the fact that somewhere along the line there has been a breach of the Lansdowne Road Agreement, which is not a very positive development. But we will not be pursuing increases in pay for our membership at the expense of service users or at the expense of jobs in the public service. It has always been the strategy of the Public Service Committee of Congress, and indeed SIPTU in particular, that we would have a gradual unwinding of the SEMPI legislation, which gave rise to pay cuts. And the reason that is to ensure that there's no sudden negative shock on public service or the provision of public service, be it health, be it education, be it health, or elsewhere. Now, you would also have to understand, which has not been discussed very much, is that the Public Service Pay Commission will also have a feature in what they will say about the future of public service pay. We can't anticipate what they're going to say, but we do understand that they will report in quarter two of next year. And it is hoped by the trade union group that that will be April 2017. And that will lead into a negotiation on the basis of facts and a negotiation on the basis of having a successor agreement to the Lansdowne Road Agreement. So as you can see, there's no big, hysterical rush to do something that will undermine what we've built up over the last number of years. Well, I think government will have to make some decisions about how they're going to fund public services going forward and how that indeed they are going to ensure that we have enough public service to provide the services that indeed the public require. That's not going to be easy. It's going to be a challenge. But at the end of the day, they are the kind of decisions that government have put in place to make. We have listened to various organisations who have talked about why public servants shouldn't have a pay increase, indeed why nobody should have a pay increase. But remarkably, I've never ever remembered, Michael, when any of these organisations ever said when they should have a pay increase, or indeed when anybody in the private sector should have a pay increase. In fact, it's been quite the opposite, no matter what the financial or economic conditions were in our country. So we listen to what people have to say. We treat some of it very seriously, and we treat some of it as noise.